Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Welcome back. This will be session 3 of the 30th anniversary Low Moon Retreat, where a team of adventurers with characters both from the Low Moon Uprising Party and the Low Moon Origins Party will come together to try to hunt down the last, what may be the last anyway, remaining Donalai, and to entreat him to help them save young King Victor. I hope you enjoy as this game was played for your entertainment and for ours.
And you found out then that he was a Donalai, that he was a member of an extinct race, but you didn't know how important it would be until basically last night when we met with the Queen. Said that they should have amongst their legends the secrets of how to make the potion necessary to save Victor Victor IV from his being the destroyer of worlds and killing everybody around him, pretty much apparently at random, under pressure from anxiety or whatever. Okay? So you have basically 36 hours to the first coronation spot. You did get, those of you who are a spellcaster and you need to, there was an app available. And then your warlock was getting a plane shift spell to be able to take the party back. The plan was to come back. And then you needed to transport. I think Athena was going to be available to teleport as a possibility anyway, which is, if that's where you want to do it. And it was to get to the area where Jake and Janie and Charlotte know a portal to the elemental plane of water may exist. So at some point in time, when you guys got separate alone, they did explain to you that basically the way they got into the elemental plane of water previously was through a portal using an amulet, and each person had to wear the amulet. The portal was located on a, I'll get you one second, on an underground sea, which was located under a vault called the Morin Vault, which is in the Wild Coast. Jake, Janie, and Charlotte are wanted in the area by the law. You can call it the law. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
What other spells do I have besides these? You said I have other spells. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Right. So, a couple of things out of that description that I just gave that kind of could be an issue is, one, if it's on an underground sea, you may need a way to navigate an underground sea. The last time they did it using Theon's folding boat. Theon is not with you. So, you may need a method of doing that. Obviously, you get canoes. There actually was a room in the same dungeon area that had some canoes in it, so that might be a possibility. And okay, so are the three of you comfortable with telling the rest of the story as far as the fairy incident and the dragons?
Sure.
Okay. They encountered a fairy on the elemental plane of water, befriended it. It came to them and asked them while they were there to go and help because the fairy queen had been captured by a dragon. They went, they saved the fairy queen. In the process, they killed the dragon. They left it lying dead in the pool of water that the ferry and fountain where the ferry home was polluted the water. The dragon was a green dragon. It was also bringing an effect like spring, but a month and a half early. So it was, the sun was shining, they were bathing in the water, they were playing, they were playing, everything like that. And after they killed it, the fairies attacked them. After they killed the green dragon and the rest of the queen, the fairies attacked them. And the point is, the fairy brought them out of the elemental plane of water to there, and there was a pool that was right there where the dragon was, and it was super deep, at least 60 feet, and Jake lost his magical plate mail armor in that pool and couldn't get it back. It was too deep. Yes, you have regular plate armor, not magical. Ordinary plate. That's a word. Tough luck. Okay. You can leave as early as about 3 a.m. after the nap and people get spells. I just need to know any quick arrangements you want to make. The marketplace is obviously closed. If somebody had a way, like you wanted to get shoes and shrink them down using a shrink spell or something like that.
So reduces,
yeah, that's what you'd need. So you could get shoes and reduce them down. Item would also work, so maybe the item, that kind of thing. And that we would have them before we get down there.
I have item.
Okay, so
well, I will be keeping it.
You will be. So both of those are possibilities. And within reason, after I give you this list of spells, Chris, you can pretty much kind of see you know, his memory, whatever, based on the number you're allowed to have, okay. Which is, I think, it's 4%. Is she okay? Yeah,
it's 16.
Has her as 10.
Six turns per hour.
That's still right. So we're at 4.33.
How far is the navigation in this underground sea? Distance wise or time wise?
Well, they got on they had to get on a river that sort of dumped out into the sea, and they were on the river for about a half mile.
And that was to get them to the sea, and then there was
correct.
The distance to travel across the sea?
It wasn't far, like a couple of yards.
Okay. Just wondering whether, you know, 2.5 hours of walking would equate. And it sounds like it should. And half a mile off plus some more.
Hey, these are the numbers that I forgot what I read, but it's 4.4.4.3.3. Is that right?
Yep. 3.4.2.3. So, maybe we should take one.
Then I can transfer it to anything.
Correct. So I have a spell in memory, but it's not the one you want. You can roll and try to transfer to some of those. Go and have cast from the same
one. So you're the infamous guest.
Multiply, combine, blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
At least brief introductions are necessary.
Yeah, so kind of an idea.
Since I mentioned you, I'll start. Victor Barris from the Third, father of the king to be. Southern Miss Cove, a knight, obviously, and a fairly decent warrior, if I do say so myself. When it comes to things like that, between the two of us, Mama is much more the sword, where I am much more the shield. Next.
I'm Jake McAllister, son of...
Space that set myself. McAllister.
Jenny, what's your
Arthur McAllister.
Arthur.
Arthur McAllister. I figured I'd ask her.
I'm usually the sword and shield for my party.
I'm Dawn Nightwind. I'm a paladin from Inlinar.
Yeah, don't
forget your
God.
I am a follower of
She might smoke you for that.
It's not bad.
Well, I have a few things that might help when we try to go to talk to Christmas. If the water is too high, I have something that can lower the water if needed, depending on what situation we're in.
Autumn, you're going to have to speak up, huh? We cannot hear you.
What I'm saying is, if we have a problem with how high the water is, I could help lower it or something like that. But I know for sure if, like, we need to, I could probably deal with the water. But besides that, we will probably have to take a canoe to go in. Because if not, we're probably going to deal with more difficulty than needed.
Okay. And you are a druid?
Yes.
We're just assessing what we have in the party because we don't know
what your name.
Jenny.
What's her last name?
No, I never did.
We were never formally introduced.
There were no introductions at the first
time.
He's almost smack between his hands.
I'm going to do something. Uncle,
this is my buddy, Charlotte.
I am Lorelai, High Priestess of Hecate. So, I can heal, I can blow things up. General, all purpose.
I seen you somewhere else.
Potentially, maybe.
Okay. Can you think of where?
No.
I'm Zephina, I'm a gray elf. I don't like the sight of blood.
So neither the sword nor the shield.
Oh, well then you probably wouldn't like me much. I'm all gore.
Shiloh. Any talent you bring?
I'm Septina.
Septina wields magic.
Another one of those.
Charlotte. And I shoot things with a bow, and I recently inherited a keep off of over on the Duwanian border.
I'm from the desert. I don't like the cold, I don't like sight of blood.
For somebody who dies a lot, you know, you've got to get over that blood thing.
You die? You die?
Yeah, multiple times.
What happens when you teleport into rock?
Does that mean that you're like a rock zombie?
No, she was raised. She's not a zombie.
Poor Jake.
Oh. Okay. So spells are memorized.
Do you want to review what I re-chose?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the 2-cent tour. Disappear from one place. Appear in another, but it's not like a teleport. It's like a few distances. It's like 50 foot that way, or 1,000 foot that way, or something like that.
Right.
And you have a little delay when you get there. It's a little disorienting. Okay. Yeah, so you know that one. Now, recognizable area with dark storm. Ground is slippery, does damage. Minor glow protects from first and third level spells. So you cast that on the cloud, and the time goes up. Actually, shoot people as well. So you have to add hit points for it, too.
Okay.
And stone skin, over there. Yeah,
that.
Right turn. Okay, and you can have that on already.
What level are these?
Starts here at first level. It's 1, 2, 3.
Come on, guys.
3
plus con
3
so
4
4
Hey Jake, how many hit points does Jake have yet?
I have those three right.
How many hit points do you have now?
43.
Ha, I got more than you.
Spider.
Charlotte has more than you.
I got 51. 7
Yeah, I have 13.
You're seven.
Mm-hmm. Changed to seven, and well, changed to six. So I'm at the bottom of seven.
Creatures from another plane.
I just want to make sure.
They could use a weapon.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was probably supposed to.
She's a tackler, not a thrower.
Were we supposed to?
That was nine. Wow.
Don't remember that.
Wow. I'm pretty sure.
It goes by class.
It's not like.
Yes, actually, when you pass the rule, up to two locks or two wells in there.
Dan only help you level up. Dan only help you level up.
Usually.
And you probably did level up, because that's the first thing you have to do.
Okay. Beat him in the face.
It's a force that pushes stuff away from you. Arden roll a new character because Leon's being kidnapped. I'm gonna hide him.
Okay, got it?
Mark 4-4.
Based on how it was acting last night, I can't get along swimmingly.
Just hide him in this sleep.
You definitely want to have some teleport.
It works.
I didn't.
It just messes them up.
It's just very lucky that killed
him. Yeah. Because you kind of them off
the reflection. Can I use that to get the
as close? I'm hoping they
can at least tell
them.
You can't get to the elemental plane with teleport or dimension door, either one, because it's a different plane. You're around the plane. Teleport will literally take you anywhere on the planet that you can envision or know where it's at. Dimension door would be like somewhere on this block.
Okay.
And you can do it by distance. You can go in with that one, but you can't do the teleport.
Green is what I'm switching in.
Okay.
Green, look at the back where the high level's going.
Well, I didn't know that.
Flame shift and find path. She sometimes plays with my 6-level spells. So.
Not Jenny.
It's either Hector or
Jenny.
Christmas past. Okay. Alright, so someone, you getting canoes and hiding taken with you, or are you going to rely on that there might be something there when you get there? Or like, try to make them on the spot.
Like what?
I can't make them, so.
Okay. So I'm going to get a couple canoes and then I'm going to reduce some more items, though.
Sure.
Reduce is a much smaller spell. I mean, it's first level. Duration is a question.
I think we're gonna have to other names just because of the number of people.
Because we only have one amulet.
Yeah. If we're gonna teleport, there's only.
That's why we should probably wait till we get there and then pass it on as we go through.
Perfect. Well, we have one amulet, so. And you cannot be itemed. You cannot be itemed.
I cannot be itemed.
You cannot be itemed. So one of the three of you will have to wear it.
No.
I can't actually put myself in the item.
No, you cannot be item.
I can't be item.
It can be cast on you.
I know.
You probably can.
You're going to be cast.
The duration of reduce is one turn per level.
This doesn't.
The effect of it is to reduce something.
Wait, so you're turning us into
down to one, roughly.
Yeah, you'll be a piece of paper.
I don't think I like that.
You can't go in it. You open to the flows of magic. Most
non-living matter, 5 cubic feet, so a canoe, per level of the caster. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Doesn't be affected. Last return per level.
So, in theory, then, instead of iteming everyone, we could reduce most of the people
right.
And carry
and keep the items well for other uses if necessary. Right.
The teleport when we get back, because we won't arrive where we come in at.
So how many items can I reduce at once?
You can do 5 cubic feet per level. So your 10th level, which means you can do 50 cubic feet, which would be like...
So we'd all fit in it.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
All right.
But everybody would be short. So that's more important. You tend to do it later on.
Okay.
Because the size reduction is 20% per level. So you go down 20%.
You can be reduced.
And then 20% of that, and 20% of that. You never go to zero.
Yeah.
So it's not reduce you by 200%, it's reduce you by 20%, which would take you down to 80, and then by another 16%, and then it would take you down to 64. So she can make you all under a football, basically.
Yeah.
For simplicity's sake. And then she can teleport you all, because you'll all be small, you'll all be tiny.
Is that the...
Or you could... Yeah, and for that matter, if you didn't want to do awesome, she can teleport like 3 people, then you could do reduce on everybody and the canoes, and you'd one teleport would be able to take everybody. If I'm there, like 3 people that didn't get reduced.
Yeah. I think that's about the only means, or the teleport is the only means that I know we have access to is to travel that distance.
Sounds like a plan. Now she's never been there. Unless somebody can show it to her, she will be...
She said she knew somewhere in the general vicinity last
yes,
night.
Yes, she does know places in the general vicinity. And then you can saw some distance travel eventually.
Hopefully.
And also there's some question of where are you going exactly? So you're trying to go near the Wild Coast, near Morin's Vault. Does anyone scry? Anyway, so she could actually see where she's going. Magic mirror?
I could have.
Maybe you can have something else.
We didn't really run through logistics before I did this.
Reflecting pool, does she?
I think I'm supposed to get new spells, though.
I doubt you have time to rotate, though. That's where you have it full, but you wouldn't have all new. So it took like 7.5 hours already.
I already filled in what I had back in.
So scrying is out.
So if
unless
we get
help. Might
get
help from Celia.
Yeah, the little
Her scrying, does she have it on a scroll or something?
No.
Once, if we got into the vicinity of the Wild Coast, what would it take us? Say we're within 5 miles of where we need to be. What difficulty would we face getting to the vault through the vault?
The current problem is the only entrance that you are aware of that is not caved in is literally in the basement of the keep. The other one they blew up, as you'll recall. They're going in through the Morin's Vault. The entrance is crumbled completely. Unless you go in through the keep. Which means you have to get into the basement of the keep.
I need to get in through the basement of the keep because there were a ton of goblins in that vicinity, and they boiled holes down into the basement of it, but I think they caved all those in. So we'll need to get through the keep somehow.
Any chance that you're on good terms with whoever owns the keep?
No. We're wanted in that area.
Yeah, we're wanted. We're better.
Being wanted doesn't mean you're not without allies in the area. At least in my experience.
There wasn't really anybody there.
My enemy is my friend.
Yeah, makes sense. I always find somebody that hates that guy. Shouldn't be hard. He's not that likable.
That's assuming it's the
well,
same guy.
Well, let us see if it's possible that Celia will have the ability to do something along those lines.
Okay, so you're going to see about her scrying to try to locate. Because if she can teleport you directly to the cave complex.
Save a lot
so
of time.
So, to teleport you directly to the cave complex by seeing it and scrying or something.
Yeah.
Then that will speed things up. Okay.
So, I really don't want to have to fight my way in and hurt people that don't need to be hurt at this time.
They're not really friendly.
one waste resources that we're going to need.
Just because they're not friendly doesn't okay. want to kill.
She can reflecting pool. She does. After about 3 minutes, based on your description, she is not able to locate the vault or even the land immediately surrounding the vault. Now, mind you, there are hundreds of keeps that match the general description. Even with the heraldry, she's not coming up with anything. So finding the vault or finding the land immediately near the vault to see it in the image, after 3 minutes, she is failing to do so. She's got about 5 or so minutes more that she can try, but she wants to know, is that really what you want to do? Do you want to spend it all on that, or is there somewhere else I need to look?
Is there anything else memorable? I mean, did she look for the underground sea or any of that area?
No, she didn't look for the underground sea, but even if she found it, it's an underground sea.
Well, I mean the area where they put the boats in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she just, you know, they described like the room, it's got canoes, it looks like this. They even drew a little sketch.
Okay, gotcha.
Isn't that where Janie purified the water for that one guy who was in the water? I forgot his name.
No, that's, you're thinking of in the keep. Oh, yeah, don't forget you have a water skin. That could be a useful resource.
Right.
What's up?
Isn't he in a barrel?
He has a pocket bird.
Oh, the guy's
in a barrel.
He was in a barrel.
Okay, quarter cask. So you have a quarter cask of water.
Why'd you guys bring him with? That's horrible. He probably was comfortable back at home.
He wanted to go with us.
Did I use machine for this
one? Yes, and Bezor and
he said sure.
Moody decided to take them.
Yeah.
Okay, so
sorry.
We're coming up zeros.
How did you get home? She says. From the little planet of water. How did you get home?
Barry teleported us or transported us?
Barry brought us back.
For us to save them.
It seems somewhat outside the ability of a fairy.
I think she showed us the way to the water.
Basically, we were on the island, and she showed you the valley where the dragon and the fairy were from, like, felt like a million miles away, and she went like that and pulled it closer, and then you were shot into the picture and rolled out in the woods near the waterfall.
Did she do folding?
Yeah, it's not folding.
No.
Anyway, so do you describe that to her? She says, okay, so somewhere near the pond is an anchor point to the elemental plane of water. Which means, and you came from the island that you were on, and that's where Precipice is?
Yeah.
Which means if you went to where the pond is, where the fairies are, and cast your plane shift, you would arrive on the elemental plane of water somewhere closer to the island that they left. For example, that's one way to do it. But if you could find the gate, you wouldn't need the plane shift. You could just go through. It would have to be some natural source of water that was something special.
Wouldn't that
the pond itself, if it was really, really deep, or if the water, how the waterfall was somehow magical in nature. That could be it.
Are we talking about the little pond where the guy came out, or like?
You're thinking of the deep. Get further back. This is where you fought the green dragon and Ferris was killed the entire party. Were you even there?
She was there because she took a bunch of damage for trying to get coins out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where you stole the fairy treasure from.
No.
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
That wasn't my fault.
No, the next time he's on here, don't kill
him. Right here.
What's the whole person? He's got land. I can't kill him. He's foreign.
I'm trying to kill
him.
Did Ron leave the fly spotter in here, or did he take it with him last night?
I don't think I've ever seen the castle. I'll see him now. If you see him again, let me know.
It's a blue one. Yeah, there it is.
It's less funny to look back and see if they hit the person.
It's from our house.
Hey, so it's not time. It's not time.
Alright, so that would be a possibility, would be to go to where the waterfall is and try to locate the actual connection point between the plane of water and here. You might need some magic to do that. look the object, find the path. Something like that.
So let's see if we can find the vicinity of that.
Yeah.
So is it possible that we can find that in this right thing?
The pond?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, based on that, I can try.
Oh, okay.
He tries to find the polluted fairy pond.
I could purify it later.
Yes. Takes her 2 minutes, but she finds it. You see the pond, you see the waterfall, you see the body of the dead green dragon still laying with its wing in the water. The water all around the dragon is looks like festering and nasty. There's bubbles in it, like it's stagnant. Even though the waterfall is pouring into it constantly, it looks stagnant. The grass and the bushes all around the pond are dying off.
Are all the fairies still there?
Say again.
How big is the dragon?
It was probably mature.
So too big to really drag out easily.
Yeah.
Are all the fairies still there?
Right.
Well, I mean, I might be able to.
Are all the fairies still there?
No, we don't see any fairies in here at all.
Okay. So if we can get to we now have a location that can get us to here.
Right.
Where we can potentially find a anchor to the elemental plane of water. We would have to plane shift there, which means we wouldn't have a
unless you find the actual gate.
So there's actually a gate.
This is the connecting point between the two planes. So if you can find the actual gate, you should be able to go directly. And actually, that would be really, really good because it would probably take you directly to the island where they came to before.
If
my mother was here, she could find a thread and follow it back. That's a relatively unique ability.
I get one of those looks on my face.
Oh, so frustrating. She used to be able to do that, but she can't now.
I'm broken.
So? She said if you're going to use this image to go, you've got 2 minutes.
All right.
We're going to have to teleport.
Okay, so are we not taking the canoes then? No, we might want to still take the canoes.
We'll take the canoes just in case.
We could use them in the elemental plane of water. Maybe.
Or we have to do something with them to get to the anchor point.
Right. Okay, so the canoes are reduced. That leaves you 1 minute. You look in the picture, you have everybody join hands. And she says, she basically utters one magical word. I'm like, Ashrak, and it kind of rings in your ears. And the imagery of the sitting room of the queen disappears and is replaced by the forest. Immediately, the main sound you hear is the rushing of the waterfall. And instead of that clear, crisp, kind of white noise rushing that you always hear when you hear waterfall, it sounds like constantly, this sounds more broken and kind of like there's bubbles and like the whole time. And you realize, you saw in the image, that the water is kind of pasty and nasty in the area where the dragon died, and the water is pouring into it. Yes, Mom?
I can fix it.
Maybe. It's a lot of water.
I can
fix it eventually.
I mean, yeah, but I'll fix
it. And we don't have to pull the dragon out, or it's just going to get reinfected.
I was going to.
Okay. So, you're right near there. I mean, 10 steps, and you'll be able to see the pond, to see the waterfall, survey the area. You're on a ridge overlooking. Most people recognize that you came through. This is where you stood when you started that conflict with the dragon back when.
Did you fight the dragon before or after you came back from the plane of water?
After.
Is it possible that the corruption here might negatively affect the anchor? Or the gateway?
You no longer have Celia with you to answer that question. So he's just tossing it out of there.
Otherwise, I think we could find a way to at least get rid of the dragon's body or move it.
I could probably do that.
You could move the dragon's body?
Probably.
But it would take me to climb down or walk down.
I'd have to
go around the slippery rocks and up to where it is.
Well, first I'd have to move it out of the way, but like it's I can only have bare strength.
Can I
item
the dragon? Is it too big?
What's your mass limit?
4,500 kilograms.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
It is considered dead, so that's the good news, because you can item more dead than alive. It's four times more, I think.
Item? 2 cubic foot per level of the caster, or the duration is quadrupled. If
no, not just the duration. So 2 cubic foot per level of the caster.
30 cubic foot.
So it's like 3 by 10 by 1. No, not even close.
Can I pound with him into something else?
He's not alive, so.
Do you have another reduce?
I can transfer to it.
I think can you make things pump that.
It's really heavy.
Jane, can you make things small?
Jake is strong.
Can you make things
Jake
small?
Almost has hairspray.
Jake, who's small?
So Jake is currently navigating the slippery rocks to get near to the dragon. Can you roll a d20?
Question. Would I be able to lift the dragon and then try to make it smaller? Like, I'd have to have a bunch of help.
You can't lift it up off the ground. And that will only do stuff that you can physically do if you set it up with help.
If I use bear spray?
It's too heavy. It probably weighs 800 or 1,000 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
More than that.
Yeah. Well, they are flying beasts. Yeah, they are flying beasts. Cows and horses are not, so.
We can chop off its parts one by one. Okay, hear me out.
So, Jake is next to the dragon.
Begin trying to do with the dragon.
I'll go help Jake.
Did Bono end up coming with us?
Yes.
If everybody helps, I could probably help drag it away with bear strength. And we might be able to actually move it.
No, if you can move it, we can move it, Bono says. The problem is it's also big and sloppy.
Yeah.
So, like, you can get a hold of its wing. You can get its wing out of the water. You can move its tail pretty easily. You can even begin to kind of drag it a little bit, inches at a time. But it's going to be, for one person to do it, you know, you're basically going to want to have to at least drag it through the pond. And once it gets in the pond, if it sinks, it's just going to be at the bottom of the pond. So you need ropes or something. I mean, from head to tail, it's about 50 foot long.
I only have 20 foot rope. I think I have two of those.
Anyway, you think you can move it, but as far as getting it free of the pond area, you're talking about an hour, two, maybe. Rolling it over, sliding it, moving it a little bit at a time.
I think if you transfer to the reduce, that will make it manageable.
Yes, and it is within your area of effect to reduce it. Right, so try transfer?
Yep.
Roll your 20.
Yeah, you guys
clear the way in case she botches this.
Yes. If not, she will pull magic from your hand.
Miss Chris is not very good with dice.
there's potential that she can pull spells from your head. So.
Yeah.
Wait, no more.
Are you going to go down by the dragon and do it?
You can't be items, so.
You can go down.
Yeah.
So if you stay up here and she's down there, that's quite a bit of space. So. All right, so she goes down by the dragon. And?
10.
Okay, no problem. So direct transfer, 1 for 1. What spell did you get rid of?
I got rid of Read Magic.
You need that right now. Okay. Okay, the dragon shrinks down to be about 15% of its former size. Jake can probably lift it by himself now.
Go for it, Jake.
Pick up the nasty... It smells like rotting flesh and mildew and mold all kind of rolled up in all.
I'm running away.
Yeah, the only good news is when you had a touch of the blood of the creature didn't look like blood anymore. It was more like a black slime, so it didn't really look like blood. All right, so you pick the dragon up and you carry it out to the woods.
Sure.
And okay, you go a little bit more. And just kind of go. Okay.
Pretty much. Jump there.
Okay. You've cleared the dragon. Now, it's no longer polluting the water, but the water is still polluted.
If we could help clean up if there's any trash or anything in there, I could probably purify it.
Okay. So she's saying some manpower and a spell, and she could probably make a difference.
Do you think anything in the dragon might be of value? I know we need bile, but it needs to be from a wild woman.
Yeah. Yeah, but we need the bio when it's alive. That's
yeah. That's
what yeah. I just didn't know if there might be anything there of value. I didn't know whether the bio could be collected and purified. Although, how long has this dragon been there?
A month? 3 weeks?
Not that long. But, yeah.
Well, enough to rot.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it for
the time. I don't think I would really want to try purifying it, though. I mean,
maybe I'll move the teeth.
We need more work on the pond than the dragon at the moment.
Yes, work on the pond.
Okay, so you clear some debris and then try to purify the best you can, basically.
Yeah. Everybody else just start looking around the
dragon
area.
Dragon?
Yeah.
Seeing if we can.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's why I said we know what the teeth do.
Yeah, we might need to take these teeth with us so they don't make dragon men, and then we come back and there's all these dragon men we have to fight.
Well, they have to be buried and hatched out of the ground,
But they are, dragon general are dangerous.
If
they are very dangerous dragon men type people.
If you take the teeth of dragons and bury them appropriately, they will sprout up into humanoids with dragon features that will then typically fight with themselves until only one of them remains. And during that process, it tends to grow fairly competent.
It happens that sorcerers will preempt the fight and wind up with a minor dragon ally.
I'll go back outside and start trying to collect the teeth.
Okay. It's easy enough. I mean, hack it, the jaw, or a sword, and the teeth basically fall out.
Basically, let's just destroy the teeth.
You got about 15, 20 whole teeth and a bunch of fragments.
What's helping clean up the pond?
I'll help.
We just need to smash the teeth.
Right. Charlotte,
so you pull the branches out, use some branches to kind of sweep some muck from the surface. That kind of thing. Get the point where there's really only some
20 of them.
There's really only some minor areas that are.
Oh, well, if that's okay.
You create. Add your spell. So you put your hands in the water.
17?
What you see is the water's kind of grayish and slimy looking.
Uh-huh.
She puts her hands in the water.
As I pull out a pouch. Oh, okay. Put the pouch back.
So she puts her hands in the water and the. You see, like, the clarity of the water spread from her fingertips out throughout the muck, like tendrils, and then it sort of all connects. And really, when you look at it, it looks pretty normal. It doesn't, for those of you who saw it that way before, it doesn't have that beautiful glistening that you first saw, that Jake, Janney, and Charlotte first saw. But it does look, again, like a normal natural pond and natural waterfall, unpolluted by a dead dragon.
Can I look at the cave that the dragon was hiding in?
Is there anything else we need from this dragon body before I go back in?
Okay.
Yeah, you cross the slippery rocks, roll the 20.
Okay.
7.
Okay. You manage to step back in. The cave itself is empty. The cave itself is empty.
Not just all the journey, so.
Oh, okay. Good.
This, you know. Dragon.
There's no loot. It's empty. You see the crevice at the back in which you liberated the fairy treasure previously. You see the cage, which the fairy was held in previously, which is laying on the floor. The bars of the cage are braided brass, it looks like, and the door is open. But it's not, the cage is not badly damaged. It looks like it could be closed and used if one wanted to shoot a songbird or something like that. But there's nothing else.
I think we should start going soon. How are we going to do this, though?
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
I was kind of just watching as they made their way back.
So Charlotte does anyone in the cave, they poke grass behind the waterfall, pretty much. You can see them here and there. Doesn't appear to be anything in it per se. Ms. Chris, what are you doing?
And I am just kind of surveying the area so if I can pick out anything unusual in a place that might be focus or anger.
You feel like, and you don't know what to do anything with it, it's too frayed and chaotic. You feel like this is an area where magic is quite intense. Mm-hmm. A lot here. So now that you've had it, you either have two choices. You can try to draw in a bunch of it, which could be a little risky because that'll bust up what you got, or you stay, so far you've been kind of staying closed and hedging against it so that you don't have to worry about losing your
mind. Yeah, I'm just going to stay closed. Yeah. But I'm going to let Lorelei know.
Okay.
Lorelei, this cave is like full of magic. Like deep magic. I'm keeping myself closed so that, you know.
I think we should figure out how to get into the thing too.
I'm gonna find me the path to the anchor.
Thomas says,
say,
the portal to the LL plane should be down there. He's looking down into what's now fairly clear water. It's got to be 60 feet down, maybe more. All that water's got to come from somewhere and sitting down there.
If that's the case, what's the chance of getting down over there?
Mm-hmm. I can go down there. It'd be fun.
That's a bit farther to swim for me.
Any chance that anybody has water with me?
I do.
I have airy water.
Or how many people can you affect?
I'm not even sure. Was it?
Might be just one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a third level spell.
I'm checking airy water.
I don't know how many for airy off water.
Okay. Air effect, water breathing, just the creature touched. Just one person for druidic water breathing. But you actually get gills and breathe as a fish. You don't get the ability to breathe, but not have to breathe. And it lasts a turn per level. So you're 1 level 6. So it would last for 6 hours. 7 hours. So it lasts for 7 hours. It's a long time.
I'm ready.
Got airy water?
Airy water, yeah.
Air water creates an area, I'm not looking at it, but I'm remembering, creates an area around your head that's air, so you can still do things like spell.
It's a 2-inch diameter sphere.
Okay, so 20-foot diameter sphere, so it could be everybody around you then.
And let's see, turns water, less dense breathable substance, desires of entering an underwater place, step into the water, cast a spell, and sink downwards in a globe of boiling water, mm-hmm. which... He or she and any companions in the area affected move freely and breathe, just as if it were air rather than water.
Mm-hmm. And then you move, it moves
how
with you.
How long does
it last? Turn water.
Turn for level.
So, hour and 40 minutes. 10 memorized 11.
Yeah, hour and 40 minutes. And there's only one word that has to be spoken to activate the magic, which means, like, you could even, if you fell in the water, you, as long as you had breath in your lungs, you could use it.
I'd say that's our best chance of getting down there. I don't know whether the effect on the water might limit the ability to access the gate, but
what do you think?
I can cast it when you guys are ready.
I'm just asking, but do we actually need everybody to go down there? Wouldn't that be more of a risk if we tried?
You need everybody to go eventually, because you don't know what you're going to find there, but to find the gate, you don't necessarily need everybody to go. My opinion, you can use water breathing on yourself or one other person, so you can go down there and find out whether it's there or not.
I could do it.
Might want to be able to swim.
Not swim, no, but if she does airy water, then everybody can do it normal.
Oh. Yes. So you're thinking of going down and seeing if you can see if there's a gate?
Yeah. So this lasts for 7 hours. This is gonna last for 7 hours.
Water breathing lasts for 7 hours. Yeah, basically you get gills so that you can then breathe anytime you're in the water over the next 7 hours.
Alright. I'm going to use it.
So you're going to activate that, and then you're going to go down in the water and look and see if there's an anchor point to the normal plate of water.
Yep.
See if my arm is down there, too.
If okay. I do, I'll bring it up.
Try to avoid crossing over just by accident, at least.
All right. She jumps in the water and swims down. You can't be too heavily clad.
I would have taken everything off.
Okay, so she's leaving all of her equipment set on the banks.
My snakes.
You guys come and she hasn't come back. You might have to bring it with you, for example. Okay, so she dives in the water. She swims down fairly gracefully. She looks like she knows what she's doing. Mind you, she did have gills, so that helps a little. And soon she is out of view at the bottom of the pool. Basically, you just see layers of rock, layer upon layer of rock. You're going down, down. It's getting darker and darker as you're down toward the bottom. There's always some light through the water. Just a little bit. And there's a lot of stuff. And then when you get way down to the bottom, you can see, there, where there should be floor. And it seems to extend from the outside wall inward a few feet. In the middle of the floor, it's sort of transparent, like you can almost see right through the floor.
I'm gonna try.
Okay, so you go down, you put your arm there. And when you put your arm there, it feels like you're reaching out of the water into humid air.
I'm going to swim up and tell them.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna swim back down and go through. Wait. I mean.
All your stuff is up there.
It's alright.
Now, if you're just gonna sink down there, you can take your stuff with you. But you can't swim back up with it.
Interesting.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But what about my snakes?
Yeah, that's another problem.
Can somebody stay here? I can't leave my snakes.
They should be fine. You think, they should be fine on the other side. So you need to get them. And as long as you go quickly, it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, I don't know how long. I don't know.
Yeah, if you go with them, they could all go. Because she's going to make it so that everybody has air around them to go down. Yeah, she did notice that when she took her equipment off, she had a viper, a small snake, and a chipmunk.
Oh, where's my wolf, by the way?
Not here.
Oh. It's not dead.
No, it's not. Back in Doolan.
Wait, why is it back in Doolan?
Because this is not the kind of thing you take a wolf to do.
That's a good one. Wait, what about the owl leg? What about the owl leg?
Probably in your backpack. That's probably actually, you probably have
last
a
night.
Babysat.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
What you're going to do, otherwise you have to sleep with it every night.
I mean, I didn't mind that. That wasn't a problem for me.
Yeah, but now you're not going to be there. So you'll be left with your
I'll probably just have somebody babysit. Well, I'm going to leave my stuff up there.
You're coming back up to tell them what you found.
Yeah, and then I'm going then, back down.
Alright, and then you're getting your stuff. May not be coming back this way.
I can't bring the chickmunk with me if I go down.
You can ask one of us.
I'm gonna ask them to take my stuff down.
Charlotte will take your stuff.
Thank you.
I'm not leaving your stuff sitting there.
Alright. You're gonna have to hand the snakes to her, but there's no other way.
I'll go
Jake the chipmunk.
Are you comfortable with carrying a poisonous snake around your neck?
Sure.
She puts a little slime, a little red snake that's like this long in your pocket.
Like I'm naturally, it's okay.
What I do for my friends.
The chipmunk is gonna have to rest with like somewhere without the other smaller snake.
Yeah, you can't put it in the same pocket.
Yeah.
They don't get along.
I can't take the chipmunk.
Yeah, Jake has your chipmunk.
Okay. I'm going to go back. No.
There, she comes up. Yes, it looks like the bottom of the pool is just not there, and you can go through to the Elemental Plane of Water directly. That's what she says.
And I'm going now.
And then she gets her equipment, some of it, not the animals. She hands a couple of the animals up, and then she's going back.
I believe we are ready.
Cast air water.
Cast air water, and basically she steps into the water, and as she steps into the water, she's sinking more slowly than you would expect, but like millions of bubbles are coming up around her.
That's our cue.
I have a question to remember. When I transfer, like if I want to use a 5-level spot, but I don't have any 5-level spots left,
right.
Can I combine the three? That's what I thought, but I can't remember. So.
I think I've been also offering to make two twos and a one if you do that, but it's a little harder.
Okay, I just ordered.
That's the
coffee bottle.
Coffee pot.
Yeah.
Okay, so she sinks into the water, and you all realize that you can basically join her in plenty of room.
Morning!
Okay, so everybody's in. You're breathing basically a mixture of bubbles. It's almost like kind of breathing. You can imagine like when you're in the shower, and there's that this real fine mist spray. That's what you're breathing. You feel like you're breathing just a hint of water, actual water droplets. It's not humidity, like just moist air, just actual water. But it's enough air, 90% or more, that you're able to breathe. It's a little disconcerting at first, because you realize that, you have some water in your mouth and nose, but your body seems to handle it fine.
Huh. She said hairy water. I figured it would be more hairy.
Airy. Not hairy.
Can we talk underwater?
Yes.
No.
Talk underwater. Okay. And down you go.
Why do you seem dumber than
usual? I didn't.
I mean,
like requisition.
I didn't
know.
Yeah, Jake's not the glowing, like, he's not the shiny kryptonite rock. He's more like the dull, not the door for growing, he's the end of that rock.
Like, you're acting more monkish.
I didn't bet.
Although you didn't see any point of intelligence.
So.
Oh.
Well, that's not reflected on here,
Shane. I might have not marked it. You actually have the stats to be a cavalier now.
All of Jake's intelligence is in fighting.
That was the only point he was missing. So he's now a little fighter that has the stats to be a cavalier, which is what his dad always dreamed of for him.
But he's pretty much dumber than everybody here.
Everybody's dumbest. Okay, anyway, you sink down in the pond, or in the pool, and lots of bubbles and stuff. Meanwhile, you swim down. And then I think you're going to swim through the opening. Okay. So you disappear through the opening.
You're going to put the armor first, and you're going to swim through the opening.
Wait, what? Jake's armor.
Oh,
do
I see it?
What?
Jake's
his armor.
Yep.
Well, then I'm going to swim straight through.
You did not see it. You assume it probably went through the opening.
Yeah.
I'm
still keeping an eye out.
Of course.
That was the opening kind of suddenly.
Nope. I'm
going to go through. No, it's basically covering 90% of the bottom of the pool. So if something sinks, there's nothing to stop it. It just goes through the opening. It'll like a foot from the outside edge of the pool, like a foot is solid, and then the whole middle is basically semi-transparent. Okay, cool. So first you, and then the rest of the group as you go through the opening. When you hit the opening, any active magic spells on you end. Means the airy water ends and the water breathing spell ends. And you fall effectively from the sky into the elemental plane of water. So from your perception, you are falling roughly 300 feet straight down toward an ocean. So, and there's nothing, it's not a controlled fall, you are out of control falling. You are roughly 10 feet ahead of them to start with. So eventually you're going to hit that, and it's probably going to hurt.
No, it's probably going to kill us.
What do you do?
I have my book bag on, right? I'm going to flip upside down and go like
this. If I can.
Probably not. Right?
I think that's going to save you.
That book bag is going to splat like a rock.
My eggs. Couldn't I like use my cloak to slow down?
Not gonna slow down. By the time you hit the bottom, you will be moving about 300 miles an hour, so or whatever the maximum falling speed is. I think it's not.
Okay. I don't even have
feather
fall, so
me
either.
I don't
rings,
but I don't remember what they do.
I'm guessing there's probably not enough time to get the violin out.
Your owl statue was a normal size, right?
Probably enough time to get it out.
Yeah. How? Hey Dan, how big is the owl statue?
How big is it? When it comes out full, you mean? It's a normal horned owl, so it's about 18 to 20 feet.
I'm not really sure.
We're trying to go to Archery, but we have the strollers, so we're trying to not, we're down that hill and up the hill, so I don't know if we can walk down the road to get to the path.
Okay, you're not supposed to cross the road at surface level. Okay. You can drive over there. There's parking over there. Just drive over there and park at the other
end. I'm trying to walk.
I can, but the rules are not supposed to walk across the road, so if you got to walk over there, you're supposed to go to the tunnel.
Oh, it's a tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an
oh.
Yeah, it's like
under the road. But if we walk down here, we'll get to the main entrance, right?
Yeah.
We can just do that. I'm just trying to avoid this hill right there.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't have to do that.
Just walk down the road, go to the main entrance.
Just don't cross the road.
Right, okay. All right, I got
you it. You know, it's all the way at the end of the boardwalk, and then it's a left.
Okay.
If you call them, you can figure out where they actually have the blue bag at.
I've tried. None of them are answering the phone. Here are my tongue.
Okay, yours.
I love it. Can I? You want to
use yourself on those again?
Maybe I still have
some things from that.
If I transfer to airy water and put us all in airy water, would we just go float into the water, or would we?
You don't know what we have for sure, because I have an elemental thing in water, so you're not really sure.
Do you know Featherfall?
Get close. I yelled at everybody as I'm pulling out the violin.
I'm being generous.
Are we still reduced? No, we're not reduced anymore.
No, all magical effects ended. Can I activate my rod?
Sure, probably.
The one that turns into a blue dragon?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have him take me down instead of crashing into the water, and I will see if I can catch
up. By the time he is there, you'll fairly quickly already.
Okay.
You're trying to get the violin out, and you're not trying.
Yeah, and I yelled for everybody to get close.
You might want to shake. Try to close. You can save yourself.
Okay. I'm gonna just use.
It's either death falling or shapeshift.
You're in a fluid. Yeah. So the air is.
You will die when you put this
long kind of water. So actually, you see Jake swim like with the trying to get closer. You see Jake swim, and you see he is able to actually. Create
I could turn
some
into a
movement
snake, but
just
me.
By trying to swim.
So, I have to slow me down,
okay.
But
okay.
I
forgot what I'm going to try to swim towards you guys.
Okay.
It's 10-foot radius, so anybody within 10 feet of me.
Well, that'll be convenient. All right. So,
yeah, we won't be able to see the bodies.
Okay. You will hit us if we're in 10 feet.
No, same.
Invisibility.
Oh, okay.
Please do not kill.
But it does take two or three seconds. I think it's 3 seconds.
Invisibility 10 foot?
Yeah.
So it's not.
You just have enough time to get it.
You're going to have to just do it. Who cares? Death or shapeshift? That's literally what you're looking at.
Right. Okay.
3 seconds.
It's not going to kill us. I mean, I'm down there, but that's not a point.
I mean, 1 second out of everybody else.
They don't know.
Okay.
You don't.
I'm going to probably use my clothes to like kind of make like a.
Yeah, you don't know either.
So only Victor and I know what she is.
Yeah.
Okay. So
only those two.
For you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a surprise for everybody what she
does. All right. I'm just going to change.
That's instantaneous. So
I'm just going to change.
All right. So Zephina instantaneously shifts into a yellow dragon.
Oh, my
God.
Jake screams like a little girl.
Alright.
She begins to try to scoop you up. Okay? You have the rod out, if you're preparing to activate it, you would probably get it activated at most 5 or 6 seconds before you hit the water. Okay?
Yeah.
Jake is flailing and has it. If you want to, and the dog's saying what, same thing, as you're trying to swim, you could slow yourself some. But since the rest are not slowing, that would make a bigger gap between you and them.
I'm just trying to get to Victor because
You had the hopes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to swim toward Victor too.
You got the violin out.
He seems like a trustworthy fellow with a claim.
You pull this bow across the strings of the violin, mm-hmm. and the sound of it is frayed and awkward.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta put that back away.
It makes up.
Stop grabbing Jeannie.
I'm trying.
Wait, no, true scoop up Danny. You scoop up Charlotte. Okay.
I can't carry much more than that.
No, but you could. You can grab two of them and then swoop down in the water. And
yeah.
They'll hit the water harder than you would like, but then you can come back up and get at least a few more.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
And actually, if you're willing to get them on your body, you probably could get them all, but you will crash.
Yeah.
You'll just slow them down radically and then all of them together. Might be similar to the exact place.
I'll do whatever caused the least damage to everybody.
Okay. So you grab Janie and Charlotte and basically swoop them down into the water. You hit pretty hard, but not nearly as hard as you would have. And then you come back up and line yourself up, and you manage to grab Dawn, and then Jake, Victor, and Lorelei all basically hit you. You, want to transform it? You want to actually turn it into a blue dragon at that point? Or you want to stop and not do it? It won't cause use if you don't do it. You're only 50 feet from the water for the ground, so. Okay. Also, will anybody else?
17.
What's your intelligence?
18.
Okay. So you recall in your studies that blue dragons and yellow dragons are mortal enemies.
They like, are, but he listens.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Well,
it's in their nature.
We'd see who's tougher.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the dragon and the rod might be tougher, but that's not exactly what you need right now.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Okay, anyway, so...
Everybody always trying to kill me. Leon with Bone, you with a blue dragon, y'all trying to kill me.
Right. I didn't make it
so,
blue.
Janie and Charlotte, saving throw versus death magic, just for the damage.
That's paralyzed
demon.
Oh, I rolled a perfect 20.
Oh, awesome.
Look at that.
It's terrific.
You rolled a 4. Okay, so a made save is 5 points of damage. So Janet takes 5 and Charlotte takes 10.
Wow. Okay.
The rest of you basically, Vaughn is swept up and dropped the same way. So roll a save versus death magic.
Oh, by the way, when
that makes a difference.
Yeah.
When we hit the water, how deep is it?
Okay, well, how deep is it?
Yeah.
No idea. Deeper than you can see.
Would I?
Paralyzed poison.
Do I see it?
It's paralyzed poison death magic.
No. Okay, well, I'm guessing I'm short.
You don't see any short.
Wait, what?
I made it.
What you mean?
Okay, so you take 5 points damage.
Oof.
Oh. And the three of you, dex checks just to hold on to the dragon.
I made it! The violence.
I don't have to make a dex check to hold on to the dragon. I am the dragon. I went to roll and then 7. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
So you made your dex check. Did you make yours as well?
I rolled a 17.
So that's a no. All right, so made dex check is 3 points of damage. A failed dex check is 6. And Zephina.
Oh, God.
Oh, I rolled up 5 points.
5 points?
That's not too bad. Okay. And it really isn't a splash. Like when you hit the water, it responds more like hitting a bowl of pudding. It goes out of every direction. And then it kind of resonates back some and like that. And you lay on top of it and sort of ooze down into it more than like hitting water. The air here is very, very humid. And so... You feel like you're breathing almost like wool blanket air. It's like, but for the moment at least, you're breathing.
It's humid? Oh, I like it.
It's warm. Not particularly warm, just wet. It's not cold either. It's probably 80 degrees. There's no source of light anywhere, but there is sort of a constant light. So you don't see a sun, a star, a flashlight, or a torch, but there is light you can see. The water stretches as far as the eye can see. There's not a bit of land anywhere. But what you do see is here and there dotting the landscape, coming just out of what you would call the sky, is a waterfall that just comes out and then drops down into this huge underground, really elemental plane of water is what it is, sea that you're in. There's no land whatsoever. Okay. Now, you're not finding, you're not even not treading water, you're not finding it difficult at all to stay at the elevation that you're at. You can't get up out of it, but where you're at, you just stay on the surface. You don't sink.
Good.
Okay. And then there's in the far distance, you can see what looks to be about a half dozen waves that have arms that are moving across the surface. And there may be others as well, but those are the closest ones that you perceive.
I'm going to try and get my bearings and see if I can remember where the island's at.
Okay. So if you're in the vicinity that you came through before, you recall you were in your boat and do you have directions?
Yeah.
Okay, roll a d20. You do? Well.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're pretty sure it's basically in that general direction and you went there in my boat before. Do you also remember that, like, you tried to row in the boat and it wouldn't work, but then Lycan got down in the water behind the boat and was able to push it.
Which reminds me, did our boats like get really big? Because
yes, that would probably happen when it, yeah, because the
I'll add dimension.
Did they break when they hit the water?
Let's find out. What do we have? Let's say four three-person canoes. Number one, broke. Number two, survived. Number three, survived. You got two at least. And broke. So you have canoes for six people. That's what you have. Comfortably three people.
Can I cast?
You mean you want to try to cast and see what happens? You want to pick a spell that can actually work all week?
Can you all just fly?
Well, the canoes will need to be pushed.
I think you probably can. But if you start and you stop, then
it's a turn.
Okay.
Kill with fire.
So you want to try with something a little bit less, like, not your big thing, whatever it is.
Kill it with fire, red dragon.
Perfect. Perfect. You said kill it with fire. Whether or not I can cast.
Or detect magic.
Kill that wounds would be better if somebody's actually wounded.
Okay.
So can we, does this feel like a surface we can actually walk on, or no?
No.
Okay.
More like a surface you can float in.
Okay.
Do I think water walk would work on this surface?
You can propel yourself kind of like swimming or even walking, but it's slow, like one-third walk speed.
So like muck.
Would water walk work on this?
Maybe. It appears to be water. The problem is, if this is the elemental plane of water, then theoretically everything here is water. So where would you walk? Exactly, that's the question. Yeah, and they're saying not having traveled a lot of planes yourself, you're not 100% sure how some things would be. That's a water spell, so it uses energy for the elemental plane of water to do what it does, so you're not 100% sure what that would possibly work really, really well, or it might do something unintended.
Okay.
I'm actually curious. I mean,
you really
play with things like that.
Everybody okay?
I'm good.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Little bruise. I'm good.
Sorry about that. I may have pulled hard on your back right leg.
I think that the island's in this direction.
Yeah.
You can't. It's really difficult.
Survive.
It's really difficult to paddle.
I was a little red snake.
There
little red snake survives. Checking for the viper. The viper survives.
How about the chimmel?
Okay. You have found your way to the elemental plane of water. You need to go to the island where Crescentus lives. Charlotte thinks she knows how to get
true.
There.
The island's in that direction, and it's difficult to paddle the boats. It's easier. It's much easier than just pushing. To have someone push.
Make let's go see President Viper.
Push. You try that. Let's see. Everybody try and get to the nearest boat.
Okay. Takes a minute. Basically, it's a little bit like everybody's doggy paddling.
Can I fly out of the water?
Can you, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Try.
I'm going to try.
Stay in dragon form and see if you can fly.
Yep.
Okay. Basically, you extend your wings and push. as there's so much like surface tension and suction, you're not actually clearing the water. And like you roll to your side, put your wing out and push, and when you push down, you feel like there's more weight pushing on the top of your wing than you're getting force from the bottom of your wing. So you're just like, every time you lift your wing, you feel weaker.
All right, I'm transferring back to my normal self then.
All right, Septina has returned.
I don't need everybody in here knowing that I'm...
Well, I mean, we already know.
Trying to kill me.
Okay.
It could be an amulet. They don't know what it is.
Huh?
It could be an amulet or a magic. True. They don't know what it is.
Except that it was instantaneous. But they figured... Just some magic.
She's a mage. She can transfer.
With my unicorn.
Her kind has a... predisposition to not let anyone know. It's just that she always finds up not being able to keep that commitment.
Hey, I did for a long time at the beginning.
You did, that's right. Even saved a couple people's lives without them knowing it was you.
Almost got attacked by us a couple of times.
Yes.
Alright. So, third, we're pushing the boat in the direction that Charlotte has said?
Yes.
Alright. Time ebbs on. Bottle at one point says, so how does time flow here in comparison to on the Prime River plane, just so we know? Because we got here, you know, what, an hour or two before dawn, and we've got until tonight at midnight before she has to start laying the coordination. So how long can we theoretically be here without running out of time?
Is this something that I know? I can roll to see what you know.
Well, you know, over your training, that most, if you think most of the elemental planes, except for the elemental plane of fire, most of them, like, the time on the plane seems like there's a lot more time here than there is in the Prime Material plane. Time flows much faster in the Prime Material plane. And he said about 4 days. Alright, well, that would be good.
Well, the time is slower here. I don't know if it's exactly 4 days.
Best estimate we've done right now.
Alright, good. Well, let's keep moving. Okay, so you push on, and you've got about an hour or two. If anyone wants to do anything in their little canoe, like training or bodybuilding.
So who's pushing? Are we rotating?
Bono will start, but if somebody wants to switch them off again.
Which canoe? Can I be in the canoe? Or wait, are you, can I be in the canoe with those two?
Right? Sure. Amazing. Is okay with that.
Okay.
So Jake, Charlotte, Janny, both snakes and the
John's
gentleman.
Gonna help
Bono. Okay,
sure. Okay, awesome. Yeah, there are two canoes, so there they need two pushers.
Man, I would have this thing. He would have killed me. Almost bruises that we got.
So you need to do a canoe now? He's
inferring he may need a healer. He's I missed Theon. He would have healed me with all these bruises.
Not after
well, mumbles.
He mumbles.
I can use some salt. Let's use salt.
If I can do it down here.
You can. Yeah, but actually. Just takes a minute. But yeah. She's going to look at your wings.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. It's only 6 months. That's what you were whining about? I think we all have.
Hey, they're not high level, okay? they garner their hit points.
We don't know the depth of their experience here. We were never properly...
Okay, you're expecting bedside manner from Lorelai?
Hit points is me and you're complaining.
You're expecting bedside manner from Lorelai?
No, I'm just saying. But who's more likely to go out and be charged here?
Yeah, so she says, that's it, you were barely hurt. And he goes, yeah, but I don't like you hurt. And then
you never know.
We'll grab the tiger. I'll heal whoever else is in the canoe with me.
No,
you're in the canoe with me and Charlotte, so you have no.
He was pushing. He could easily get out.
I wanted to try practicing turning into a snake.
Okay. So while you watch me push the canoe, Janny's turning into a snake. And remember that. Like, you can actually only fully transform one time per day.
Okay.
So once you do it, you're done for the day.
It's like a little...
Are you saying about do it later?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a useful thing to be able to do, and when you turn back, you heal yourself.
I mean, usually I wouldn't be able to do it for a while.
But now you can fully do it. When you do, it's only once a day.
Oh, I can fully do it now?
Yep.
Oh.
You made your level, that made it possible.
How long?
As long as you want.
Except, Dana, you're probably in my canoe.
Sure.
Right, I'm going to turn into a snake.
Well, they've already called the canoe together.
One time.
So
we're...
never mind. I'll just hold on.
Okay.
Final push
shot.
You're healed.
Okay.
Now I'm healed? Cool.
Okay. Alright. So, roll like goes around, as long as you don't roll a failure roll, you can heal everyone back all the damage.
Awesome.
Guardian Heal.
Anybody else have, anybody has lingering ailments?
Alright.
One more thing issue. Structural.
Gone.
All gone? So I have 2 points.
Okay. Heal.
Second,
healed.
While we're doing this, at least during my period, we're not pushing. I'm going to try to tune my wind.
She healed
my conditioning plate.
What was that, Tim?
Okay.
He
whined. Roll this.
I think I have a little simple problem.
2.
Okay.
How many points do you
have? It's just, it'll play. You don't think you're going to activate it.
Okay. 4.
Jane. How many hit points you got?
51.
How many?
51.
Yeah, I told you. The least amount of hit points here.
That's the way spray meters are. Nobody else can teleport either.
So, I can.
Or turn into a dragon. Or breathe 75 points of breath weapon.
Well,
so,
exactly.
Which one?
I know.
I'm
36 hit points.
Okay.
That's my max.
And you want my priestess of Hecate? I'll heal you. It'll be okay.
I know. That's
why I'm
like, stand under my healing. Oh, look, it's raining, and they were walking down the arch.
Oh, poor baby, he's in a stroller. No!
Well, he's got cover, so he'll be fine.
I got drenched twice yesterday.
Okay. So, anyway, after a couple hours of pushing the canoes in the direction that Charlotte has. Eventually what happens is you're seeing a lot more waterfalls, you've seen the creatures, many more of them, the physical elemental plane.
Are those things dangerous?
What kind of things
do
you have?
They're water elementals. So they basically look like a wave, but then they have arms like this.
Are we going in the direction?
You've also seen sprites playing in and out of the waterfalls. You've seen maybe 50 waterfalls. They just sort of originate in the sky. The water just comes from nowhere, and they dump down into the big pool that you're sitting in. When you get close to them, they do disturb, which is really weird because where you're close to a waterfall normally, the boat kind of goes like this. Instead, the boat goes.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.